All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Hello, everyone. My name is Doug Thornton, and you are listening to American Vindicta. We are still on America's Most Unexplained series, still covering UFOs. I have some interesting stuff to share with you today, but this is episode 88. It's March 28th, 2022. Listen, there's a lot of stuff going on around the world right now. The stuff with Ukraine and Russia is still picking up. You hear world leaders that are talking about, you know, the very near future of us having a food crisis or a food shortage. We see that the dollar is devaluing. It's getting a little bit harder for us to buy, just a simple tank of gas now. And we haven't even really felt the deflationary value of the dollar yet. And I just think that we need to continue to spend this time to prep and to prepare not just, our homes, our bodies, but spiritually. And I just want to say thank you to everyone who has been sponsoring this show. Thank you to everyone who has been emailing me, corresponding with me. Thank you to all you people who donate to this crazy show. I really hope that we can get something fun out of the whole UFO coverage that we're doing. And I just, my whole reason is I want to break out of this paradigm that everyone else does with following the news nonstop. And only talking about the news, because to me, it's important, but it gets boring and people get depressed. And then, everyone starts asking, what are we going to do about all this stuff? And honestly, in my own personal opinion, you can only handle what is within your area of operations. You can't handle what Ukraine and Russia are doing. You can't handle what China's doing. You can't handle what the U.S. government's doing. You can take care of you and your household. And that's what you should be focusing on. Sending your prayers up to God, hoping that He takes care of the rest of it. But we're in very biblical times right now. And you know what? That's okay. Because our God is an awesome God, and I am not worried about it. I'm just going to do my best to continue to have as much fun as the dear Lord will allow me to have. And, I've always wanted to be an Indiana Jones kind of guy. I like the exploration. I like to get out in the field and do stuff. But currently, we can't do that. We need to get on to the task of uncovering the history of the unidentified flying objects. And, one of these days I plan on making a few trips to a few places. Roswell's definitely one of those things I got to do. But if you have any cool stories, pictures, or videos of UFOs that you want to send in, if they're good enough, I'll put them up on the video of this that we'll do for the YouTube and Rumble channel. However, let me just stress this, I am not a ufologist. I am not an expert at a lot of this UFO stuff. I am a fan, just like most of you. But I am trying my best to get a hold of some of these people who are at the tippy top of knowledge for ufology. And one guy that I'd like to give a shout out to, he doesn't even know I'm doing this, but I'm currently trying to see if I can get him on the show. But it's Tyler over at Secure Team. If you look up Secure Team on YouTube and look at the videos this man has covered over UFOs and strange aerial phenomena over the past, I don't know how many years. I've been listening to him for at least 5 years. Like, dedicated. I will stop everything I'm doing just to watch the videos this guy puts up. And, to me, there's just so much out there that we can't explain away. I'm not one to give a lot of my time and attention on some of these things that are, I guess you could say, CGI related or made up or, the eyewitness of the eyewitness of the testimony of your cousin. I really don't care about that. I want to see firsthand or secondhand. I think that's where we're all kind of at. We've all known about UFOs for a long time. Many of us believe in aliens. Many of us believe in the alien deception. Honestly, I want to say it doesn't matter. I guess it does. It does matter to some people. But at the big deal, the big end of the day, what I think the question that we all want to know is, are aliens, are the UFOs, are the disclosure going to be used for the oncoming of a great deception? Are they going to be used for a period of time whenever there's about to be a World War III breakout? What is the deal with Project Bluebeam? Does it still have any valid points to be given nowadays? Is it still even a valid operation? Or are we way beyond it? Or are we so far behind on the just idea of UFOs and the aliens and extraterrestrials and all that stuff? Are we so far behind what we're not being told that the people who really know everything just sit back and laugh at us? I've been told stuff I don't feel too comfortable sharing on the podcast, but I've been told stuff before that, hey, yeah, you know, there are things out there we obviously can't explain away, but there's also a lot of things out there that we can, that just fool people. And like I said, man, I'm more along the lines of I want to see it, feel it, touch it. I want to investigate it. I put myself in Major Marcel's shoes a lot whenever he first approached Roswell. And I always say, man, if I was there, and you know, this is the whole height 1940s of the UFO, sightings across the U.S., and we're getting into the beginning stages of a Cold War with Russia. So there's a lot of stuff happening, but man, if I could have just seen one UFO crash, that would change my life. And completely, entirely changed my life. And I imagine it changed many of those guys' lives who showed up there. You know, we hear about some of the people that were involved on the previous episode. But what about the average soldier or airman that showed up to set up the cordon for that crash site? You know, what did they see? What, you know, NDAs were they forced to sign where they could, you know, couldn't talk about it until, you know, they're on their deathbed? You know, I hope more stuff like this comes to light. I think it's strange, and I think many of you probably feel it's strange, that from the 1940s up until 2017, the U.S. government strayed away from the UFO topic. Didn't want anything to do with it, denied it, and then bam. With the exposure of the ATIP project, or that task force, that was from 2012 to 2017, whenever they completely cut off the funding to it and they ended the project. And then we had these people, you know, supposedly leaking the videos of these UFOs that were filmed by the cockpit camera of our Navy pilots. You know, when they harassed the Nimitz aircraft carrier. And there's been a lot of different investigations that have gone into the harassment of the Navy fleet. And just FYI, the way I come about all this, by the way, I'm kind of doing this as a, I don't want to say a government agent style, but I am coming about this as much as I can from a law enforcement perspective. I want to see credible facts of an investigation. I want to see preliminary investigations, ending investigation. I want to see witness testimony. And I want to be able to compile that to give that to you, because you know, here's the problem with a lot of these TV shows, with a lot of the radio shows that do this as well, is they give you fantastical stories. And the story, the fantastical part of the story is really the meat of it. And yes, it's entertaining. I listen to them all the time. It's entertaining for me too. But, you know, with the coming out of the exposure of ATIP, and now we're seeing faces and nomenclature that's coming out saying, hey, look, this is a craft that we know. Hey, look, this is the guy in charge of, you know, X, Y, and Z program. Or these are the faces and witness testimony. Now it's all over History Channel and YouTube and Joe Rogan of the pilots who saw this unidentified aircraft. To me, there's something about that that's strange. to me, I would say it feels like another disclosure is coming. And we are going to get into why I think that's true because of what I'm about to read to you. We're going to go to a break real quick, and we'll be right back.
The time for political correctness is in the rearview mirror. The fact is, the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. It's been abused mightily by those in power. Massive debt, massive inflation have left Americans with few options. Most think they have no choice but to ride it out with their money in the bank. And sadly, they're going to awaken one day and all that money is going to be gone. Do you have an option? The answer is yes. Precious metals. But knowing to go into precious metals is not the same thing as knowing who to go into precious metals with. We have an answer for you. It's called Renaissance Precious Metals. It's owned and operated by the famed Steve Quayle, radio talk show host, world famous, and an expert in precious metals. Been doing the work for 34 years. So whether you're interested in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, whatever your interest is, wherever you want to land in your escape pod, this is it. Renaissance Precious Metals can be reached at 406-586-4842. Call Steve Quayle at 406-586-4842. You can also visit them online at sqmetals.com. Ladies and gentlemen, don't wait. The collapse is underway. The time to act is now.
All right. Welcome back. This is American Vindicta. We are going to begin today's new episode. This would be, I think, this is episode 4 of the UFOs. And we're going to talk about some government documents and potential government agencies that are now on the table of, I don't know if they're going to be completed and funded, but I think they will be for the unidentified aerial phenomena. And let's just get right into it. This is from the UFOChronicles.com. And you know what? Just before I go there, what's really funny about this is most people that are in the government that are listening to this, or you know, most of the guys that I used to work with that listen to stuff like this, we used to all laugh at it. You know, we used to always say, I've worked for the government for freaking years, decades. You know, I haven't seen any of this crap, haven't heard any of this. You know, we've all heard the UFO banter go back and forth, but nothing that we have seen. But that's compartmentalization. Now let's view this, all right? So this is from the UFOChronicles.com. by Vijay Ballester Olmos, and this was posted on January 26, 2022. And I just want to say that this is crazy what we're about to read. All right, the 2022 Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Act. On December 7th, 2021, the United States House of Representatives passed the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA, for fiscal year 2022. The bill, 1605, included the provisions for the establishment of an office devoted to the study of unidentified aerial phenomena. On December 15th, the U.S. Senate approved it with no revisions, and the final version was published by the government printing office on December 21st. The final step has been the signature by President Joe Biden, which he did sign on December 27th, 2021. As defined, the NDAA authorizes fiscal year expenditures principally for the Department of Defense, Department of Energy, National Security Programs, and for the State Department, including critical authorities to support defense of the homeland. Section 1683 of the Act carries the title, Establishment of Office Organizational Structure and Authorities to Address Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, and develops such provisions in fewer than 6 pages. This program replaces the existing DOD's UAP Task Force. I'm guessing that's ATIP. The Act was approved with a strong amendment, which is SA-4281, attached on November 4th, 2021, by Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, who's a Democrat from New York, who requested that an anomaly surveillance and resolution office be established. Man, so when you work in the government for years and years and years, you kind of go back and forth on where you want to work, and you kind of shop around. And I used to always joke with some of my friends that if there was ever like a UFO classification office, or if there was like a way to be, you know, the Men in Black agent, sign me up, I'm there. Not really to shut people down, but just so that I can see what no one else is seeing behind the scenes, just for my own, you know, personal understanding of what's happening. I used to always say that, man, if I could just be on the UFO task force, sign me up. I'll go back to basic training for that one. But never happened. Now, after I get out, damn it, now all the cool stuff's starting to happen. All right, so let's continue to read this. Her text clearly reflected certain lobbyist plans that would include the creation of an advisory board where certain individuals, UFO coalitions, or civilian projects close to the UFO alien belief would be presented. The final bill is a watered-down version of that amendment in a way acceptable to the Department of Defense, which would be a good reason, was not going to have the members of the committee chasing after aliens. Since the closure of the United States Air Force Project Blue Book around December 17, 1969, and the publication of the Condon Report, UFOs stopped being an official concern to the U.S. government until the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force was set up in 2018 by the Office of Naval Intelligence, later publicly assumed by the Department of Defense in August 2020. On June 2021, the DOD provided a preliminary assessment of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force 3, placing the new U.S. government UFO study at the highest possible level in the chain of command. It reported that 144 unidentified aerial phenomena events had been collected between November 2004 and March 2021, reports amazingly declared inconclusive. Admittedly, the actual rate of case resolution was barely 0.7%. Finally, on November 23rd, 2021, the Department of Defense announced the creation of an Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group, AOIMSG. The fundamental object of study is to be the identification of airborne objects. So, there you go. For all you guys that I used to work with that are trying to get out of the agency and find something cool to do until retirement, now you got some homework. Go do something cool for the rest of your years. For the benefit of an audience not willing to read the raw text of the act, so I'm also go to this article on the UFOChronicles.com so you can also read this. So he goes into basically what's going to be covered in this proposed bill and when it's supposed to start and when it's supposed to end. So here we go. Let's go. The office will be active not later than 180 days after the date of the enactment of this act. This is, it must be enforced before June 30th, 2022. No sharp urgency is observed, probably considering that the UAP task force has been in place in the U.S. Navy since 2018, and that the Department of Defense announced the establishment of an Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group in November 2021. So it's kind of already been around, but now they're making it into something really official. All right, so who's going to sign this act? So the Secretary of Defense in coordination with the Director of National Intelligence. Where? Well, within a component of the Office of the Secretary of Defense is where this will be housed, or with a joint organization of the Department of Defense and the Office of the Director of National Intelligence. So that's who, that's the agency that this agency will be under. In addition to specifically carrying out the duties of the UAP task force, this office will have the following additional duties, and they're a lot. Developing procedures to synchronize and standardize the collection, reporting, and analysis of incidents, including adverse physiological events or effects, regarding UAP across the Department of Defense and the intelligence community. Developing processes and procedures to ensure that such incidents are reported and incorporated in a centralized repository. Establishing procedures to require the timely and consistent reporting of such events. Evaluating links between the UAP, Unidentified Aerial Phenomena, and advisory foreign governments, other foreign governments, and non-state actors. Evaluating the threat that such incidents present to the United States. Coordinating with other departments and agencies of the federal government, including the FAA, the Department of Homeland Security, NASA, NOAA, and the Department of Energy. The inclusion of all the encompassing aviation, aeronautics, astronautics, atmospheric, marine intelligence, and advanced science know-how in the USA will finally allow the removal of this issue once and for all from government agenda and the satisfaction of the public veracity as known as out of this world. Coordinating with allies and partners of the United States to better assess the nature and extent of the unidentified aerial phenomena. So be prepared to collect repeated statements and assessments from at least several European countries that have realized after 50 years of handling UFO reports that neither flying saucers, UFOs, or UAP pose any threat to both national security and aviation safety. Preparing reports for Congress in both classified and unclassified form. So that'll be for the semi-annual briefings and annual reports to be submitted to Congress. And that'll be in a further segment of the text. It notes that for each briefing period, the head of the office established shall provide to the chairman and the ranking minority member or vice chairman of the congressional committee specified an enumeration of any instances in which data relating to unidentified aerial phenomena was not provided to the office because of the classification restrictions on that data or for any other reason. All right, response to unidentified aerial phenomena and resources. There will be designated one or more line organizations that possess appropriate expertise, authorities, accesses, data, systems, platforms, and capabilities to rapidly respond to and conduct field investigations of instances involving UAPs under the direction of the head of the office established. Evidently, this program will dwarf Project Blue Book in competence, resources, and goals. The secretary and the director shall ensure that each line organization has adequate personnel with the request, expertise, equipment, transportation, and other necessary to respond rapidly to incidents or patterns of observations involving UAP. So that's pretty simple. So we need the right personnel, we need the right logistical personnel and administrative personnel to handle whatever the agents are doing out in the field for collecting any observational data or key witness testimony. We'll also need transportation, so that means you're going to have government vehicles and then a government travel card for overnight stay at hotels and for per diem of the agents that are going out. And then more than likely the access to, I don't know, probably airplanes. A lot of times what that'll end up being as well is that'll just be, hey, you know, I got to fly from Washington, D.C. to Colorado. And I'll go online through what used to be called Fed Traveler. I can't remember what it's called now. But you go online, you fill out all your transportation stuff, and then, you know, you book your ticket, and you're on the next plane flight as soon as you can get there. So that's more or less the transportation thing. Should rent them one of these nifty UFOs that we keep hearing about, and they'd be able to zip around the country. All right. Analysis to perform. The secretary and the director shall designate one or more line organizations that will be the primarily responsible for scientific, technical, and operational analysis of data gathered by field investigators conducted and data from other sources, including with respect to the testing of materials, medical studies, and development of theoretical models to better understand and explain unidentified aerial phenomena. It echoes work of Tycoon Robert Bigelow's NIDS and the NIDS research team of 1996 to 2004, which is where they did all that stuff at Skinwalker Ranch. But that's going to be really fun to go over. And Bigelow's contractor to Pentagon's ATIP program. Now, the DIA funded from 2008 to 2012 an unofficial loose group of this, and that was from 2012 to 2017. That's Project ATIP. Now, it is evident that the heavy influence from theorists of an alleged reverse engineering from UFO materials, the proponents of fantastic novel propulsion models, and those who believe that theoretical models are required to travel to other dimensions, and from hardcore UFO believers, be they military, intelligence people, politicians, scientists, or the lay people. They have partially won this battle because they have done an excellent lobbying job. Not all their objectives have been achieved, however. But they will lose this war because this is, like it or not, a dispute with science and rationality. Now, here's the authority given to them. Another section of the legal text informs that the directives will be issued to ensure that each line organization designated has authority to draw on special expertise of persons outside of the federal government with appropriate security clearances. The ambiguity of the language here is what's worrying. What experts can import or contract for advice and analysis. I sincerely hope that the big Department of Defense of the United States does not have to resort on those well-known names who have been within and around the UFO movement for decades, generating much more speculation than results. Nor that it leans on any scientific-sounding UFO group whose true impulse is the need to prove that UFOs come from the outer space. All right, here's the methodology. This is the data collection portion. The director and secretary will ensure that each element of the intelligence community with data relating to unidentified aerial phenomena, UFOs, makes such data available immediately to the office established or to an entity designated to receive such data. So there is no precedent to this interagency coordination concerning UFOs. From now on, it is compulsory that any available information on UFOs in the custody of any government agency or center is immediately surfaced and brought to the attention of the UAP office. The interesting consequence is that it will appease the extended rumor in the contaminated UFO atmosphere that information of extraordinary importance is hidden from the eyes of the public by certain areas of the U.S. government. When no information transfer finally occurs, or lack of that fantastic information, another myth will fall. All right, next point is military and civilian personnel of the Department of Defense or an element of the intelligence community and contractor personnel have access to procedures by which the personnel shall report incidents or information, including adverse physiological effects involving or associated with UAP, directly to the office or to an entity designated. Again, the obsession with health effects is rather obvious. Descending from featured UFO sightings like the Cache Lundrum incident of December 29th, 1980. What's fascinating about this is that physiological effects are but a tiny fraction of past UFO reports. Now, the next bulletin underneath this data collection point is the head of the UAP office shall supervise the development and execution of an intelligence collection and analysis plan to gain as much knowledge as possible regarding the technical and operational characteristics, origins, and intentions of UAP, including with respect to the development, acquisition, deployment, and operation of technical collection capabilities necessary to detect, identify, and scientifically characterize UAP. The influencers who pushed for this section of the bill believe that there is a sole origin for UFOs, the extraterrestrial. Only this may explain the above sentence. In reality, there is not a single cause for UFOs or UAPs, but a large series of conventional, some easy, some complex explanations where intentionality is the less frequent property in these occurrences. And I agree with this gentleman's explanation. There are many different categories and characteristics of UFOs, nuts and bolts machine aircraft, and then there are also submersible aircraft, or I guess you could say submersible unidentified objects that come from the water and then out into the air. That's particularly what we note from Project ATIP's helpful disclosure of the Tic Tac UFO video. It was originally flying at, thousands of miles an hour over the ocean, and then it submerged. It came out of the ocean again. It flew at, heights and at speeds that our planes just could not replicate, let alone catch up to. So you have the nuts and bolts side of it, but there's another side of it. You have orbs. Many of you who are interested in UFOs, you probably understand what the orb is. It within itself is its own phenomena. Orbs come in various different sizes and shapes. Their occurrences is all over around the world. I would say orbs are probably one of the most paranormal portions of the UFOs. And there is a paranormal side of UFOs. The ability for them to phase in and out of what we would say is known reality. You also have the real no explanation for the way that they move. Some of them just float in circles. Some of them move back and forth like a butterfly does. It's very interesting because, once again, we have no technology that can replicate those movements. Our technology is very linear. So we have to ask ourselves, is there a paranormal side to UFOs? And I would say if there are, it's the orbs. And it's not just orbs. You also have these weird wavy line type objects that are very serpentine or snake-like, I guess you would be another way to say it. So there, you know, there are different things that I'm sure that they're out there trying to find and collect. But this will also be the problem, because having to categorize what you saw and then identify it, and then the characteristics of it, and then the intentions of it. What do you think the intention of the unidentified object in the sky that everyone made fun of you for last year, what do you think its intent was? To scare you? To pull your eyes to the skies? To say, hello, I'm your space grandfather? Was it to knock down nuclear rockets as they're going up into space? And I do have a couple articles on that. Hopefully we can get to it. I think it's strange when they say intentions. So let's read to the next point. Okay, and ending the methodology part of this. The head of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Office shall consider and propose the use of any resource, capability, asset, or process of the department and the intelligence community. Fox Mulder would be so proud. Okay, now here is the science plan for the UAP office. The head of the UAP office shall supervise the development and execution of a science plan to develop and test, as practicable, scientific theories, one, the account for characteristics and performance of UAP that exceed the known state of the art in science or technology, including in the areas of propulsion, aerodynamic control, signatures, structures, materials, sensors, countermeasures, weapons, electronics, and power generation. And two, provide the foundation for potential future investments to replicate any such advanced characteristics and performance. We're going to go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum has said, "You will own nothing, and you will love it." And that's represented by what's going on across the planet today, where the economy of the world is in free fall, and nowhere is it more in evidence than with our own President Biden deliberately trying to sabotage what we have, access to food, other resources. So Americans are in a unique position, really for the first time in our history. We're going to have to provide for ourselves or subject ourselves to the whim of the government. Do you really trust a government to feed you that left 1,000 Americans behind enemy lines in Afghanistan? I don't think so. So where do you go? When you ask the question, who's the best prepper out there today? There's only one answer. Ready Made Resources and Robert Griswold. I call him King Prepper, and that's how a lot of people think of him. You have everything there you'd want, from night vision to storable food, how to prepare cooking in emergency situations, books and videos on how to prepare alternative energy, communication, first aid that you wouldn't think of, natural antibiotics, you name it, Bob has it. Now, here's the good thing about Bob Griswold that no one else does but him. You don't have to buy anything to talk to him. If you're not sure where to start with your preparation, no obligation phone call directly to Bob. You can talk to him for free. Most people will charge you an arm and a leg for a half-hour conversation. That's not Bob Griswold. He cares about helping America get prepared. Go to readymaderesources.com, or you can call the number directly at 800-627-3809. Again, that contact information, readymaderesources.com, for the best prepping outfit in the country, or call Bob Griswold directly, 800-627-3809.
All right, and we're back. We're going to get back into this. All right, so the priority of the Office of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena. The director, with the recommendation of the secretary, shall assign an appropriate level of priority within the National Intelligence Priorities Framework to the requirement to understand, characterize, and respond to unidentified aerial phenomena. The ideology behind the official text is blatant. What do the proponents and their writers behind have in mind when postulating that the nature of the UAP requires to be understood? Reentries of space junk, research balloons, missiles and rockets, birds, fireballs, drones, aircraft, and a myriad more of actual historical explanations do not need to be understood, just verified. Obviously, there's an agenda here. All right, so report writing. This is the annual report. This is what is expected from them. The bill requires that not later than October 31st, 2022, and annually thereafter until October 31st, 2026, an annual report will be submitted to Congress. What is the significance of this five-year period? It is a permanent office with reporting requirements only established for its first 5 years of operation. Does the defense, I guess you say Department of Defense, have a short-term program in mind to solve the UAP problem once all planned resources are in place? For the sake of clarity and our own follow-up control, I refer the reader to a tabulated chronology, one I have drafted at the end of this article. We will read over that. It's actually pretty good. Okay, so back to report writing. This annual report will contain, one, all reported UAP-related events that occurred during the one-year period, and others not included in an earlier report. Two, an analysis of data and intelligence received through each reported UAP-related event, including data collected through geospatial intelligence, signals intelligence, human intelligence, and measurement and signature intelligence, the number and analysis of reported incidents of UAP over restricted airspace of the United States during the one-year period. Number four, identification of potential aerospace or other threats posed by UAP to the national security of the United States. At this point in time, are not all the threats to the United States of America already known by our country? Will flying saucers, or UAP, once again be a matter of discussion after 75 years of, quote, existence? Number five, an assessment of any activity regarding UAP that can be attributed to one or more adversarial foreign governments. Number six, identification of any incident or patterns regarding UAP that indicate a potential adversary foreign government or adversarial foreign government may have achieved a breakthrough aerospace capability. This legislation, partially influenced by UFO believers, partially by common sense writers, leave the door open to ultra-sophisticated Chinese or Russian aircraft eavesdropping and practicing surveillance on U.S. military exercises, just in case the recently known U.S. Navy pilot reports truly correspond to airborne flying platforms. But you do not need to launch aircraft to spy up close when you can do it with high-altitude satellites. I agree with that statement. All right, number seven, an up-to-date coordination by the United States with allies and partners on efforts to track, understand, and address unidentified aerial phenomena. Number eight, an update of any efforts underway on the ability to capture or exploit discovered UAP. Discovered UAP. Huh. There we go with that strange wording again. All right, number nine, an assessment of any health-related effects for individuals that have encountered UAP. You notice they keep harping on about medical conditions of people that have been exposed to UAP. I actually have some documents about that, which are pretty strange. The most common side effects seem to be that of a radiological nature for sickness. So we'll talk about that here in a later date. All right, number 10, the number of reported incidents and descriptions thereof of UAP associated with military nuclear assets, including strategic nuclear weapons and nuclear-powered ships and submarines, and facilities, or assets associated with the production, transportation, or storage of nuclear weapons or components thereof, and unidentified aerial phenomena or drone of unknown origin associated with nuclear power generating stations, nuclear fuel storage sites, or other sites or facilities regulated by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. So the Chinese and Russians have been having a big laugh at the expense of U.S. gullibility at this. And this verbiage proceeds from the ufologist's assertion of a relationship between UFO sightings and nukes, as well as UFO visitations to ballistic missile silos, never solidly certified. So we have some articles on that. We'll get into it. Number 11 of this report writing. The names of the line organizations that have been designated to perform these specific functions. Each such line organization has been assigned primary responsibilities. Now, their budget is strange within itself. There is authorized to be appropriated such sums as may be necessary to carry out the work of the office established, including with respect to general intelligence gathering and intelligence analysis, strategic defense, space defense, defense of controlled airspace, defense of ground, air, or naval assets, and related purposes. Here, someone is thinking of a kind of Star Wars. They are going to waste millions of taxpayer dollars because of the whimsical beliefs of a bunch of people who happen to be well-placed in Washington, D.C. No specific budget amount has been given. We don't know what they're going to be appropriated. All right, closing. Termination of the Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force. Not later than the date on which the Secretary establishes the office, the Secretary shall terminate the UAP Task Force. On terminology, the bill concludes by stating that the definition of some terms repeated in this section of the bill's text, appropriated congressional committees for both the House Representatives and the Senate, the Committees on Armed Services, the Committee on Appropriations, the Committee on Foreign Affairs, and the Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence. So we have various different committees that are going to have their hand into this whole UAP project. I find it very ironic that here we go. We were just discussing Roswell. And for, what, 70 years, Roswell didn't exist. There's no UFOs. There's nothing to see here, folks. The Air Force told you it's okay. And now, all of a sudden, we're going to create a freaking UFO office. Man, I just wish I was still in the federal government right now. I want my badge that has the UFO on it. I want the badge that has the little flying saucer in the middle of it. Damn it. I left at a really bad time. Anyways, that's what we have going on right now in Congress. So, you know, the UAP office program, and they want this established this year, 2022, to end 2026. Now, we got to understand that between now and 2026... we're going to have the midterm elections come November, a presidential election come 2024, and this program ends 2026. Anywhere between all three of these, Civil War could break out, World War could break out, the U.S. dollar could be completely crashed by that point in time if we continue to go the fiscal route that we are. And I think it's one of those great saving graces for all the eyes of people. For when shit has hit the fan, people are at each other's throats, fist fighting over lettuce and tomatoes. And here we go. UFOs are real. Aliens are real. Here's our dictations on it. Here are the congressmen. at the UN giving their speeches on it. Here's members of DOD with their own personal experiences and more videos. Does it not seem like the discussion of the alien deception, or whatever it is that we want to call it, and look, as a Christian, I want to say that I believe in the alien deception, but also at the same time, I'm a pragmatist, and I will say that if aliens exist in another galaxy or transdimensional monsters floating through space, I don't care. If I see it, I'm going to go ahead and consider it to be real. Like many of you, you can believe what you want, but the moment you're driving through New York or DC or LA or wherever, and you see that mile high, mile wide spacecraft in the sky, you're going to stop and go, that looks real. You know, regardless if it's Project Blue Book or not. And there are plenty of people out there, some I think are a little far out there, who are tell you that, you know, there are alien spacecraft that hover around the planet and we're in this constant extraterrestrial fist fight with another invading alien force. I've heard it all. I've seen it all. I've read about it all. And I don't believe three quarters of it. I do believe there's a cover-up. I do believe that the military, our government, and other governments are using advanced propulsion techniques, advanced propulsion methodologies, and also it benefits in the area of weaponry or spying, and we do have our hand in it. I think there are plenty of things that we can explain, and we need to be okay with not being able to explain everything. But what I hate to see is how people live and die upon the whole alien agenda. Look, this is just the way, this is the way I live. If you tell me monsters exist, okay, monsters exist. Vampires exist, okay, they exist. Werewolves exist, okay. You know, back in my section of Southeast Texas, we have the Rougarou. I get that, okay, they exist. Bigfoot exists, perfect. You know why? Because the day I see it, I'll go, oh, well, they did say they exist. So it's up to them to prove to me that these things don't exist, more or less. So that's how I get to sleep at night, I guess you could say. I just go ahead and say, you know what? All this crazy nonsense is real, and I'm just going to deal with it as it comes by me. I'm not going to live and die by this. Because some people, especially in the comment section, will go, the earth is flat, this is that, or all these different conspiracies, and they will live and die by that one little train of thought. And I think it's just I don't want to say it's a waste of time, but I think it's a waste of breath. Look, don't believe everything the government tells you, obviously, right? The government is not coming out with all this information for our benefit, okay? Nothing that the government ever does benefits us, all right? For 2 years straight, they locked you down. And for 2 years straight, they took away your rights. And then they gave you $600 a month for about 4 or 5 months. And it took them like 8 months to decide to do that, but it took them about 15 minutes to decide to send $14 billion to Ukraine and for Congress also to give themselves a pay raise. So don't believe what all you're being told. Don't believe everything I'm telling you. I ask you, do your own research. You may find similarities and parallels to what I'm finding. I was hoping to cover some of the other incidents that are out there today. We'll get into those tomorrow. But I just really felt that this deserved its own block. That the government is coming out with its own unidentified aerial phenomena office. That's major news. It's major news to me, being a former Fed. It's major news to probably a lot of military guys out there who don't even know about this yet. And then probably also to the major civilian populace who does not know about this yet. I haven't heard this on Tucker Carlson. I haven't heard this on anyone else yet. But I'm sure it'll come out. And we have to understand there's a narrative being wrote right now for the alien agenda. Regardless if it's fake, true, disclosure, or just the regular investigation into the involvements of unidentified aerial phenomena. It doesn't matter. The fact is there is a narrative. We have a narrative for a stolen election. We have the narrative for COVID-19 and for the passports, the vaccine passports, the supposed medical camps. And then we had, you know, stolen elections. And now we have Ukraine and the possibility of going into war with Russia and having a regime change. Now we hear the other narrative of the world is going to be facing a food crisis from China, from Biden is saying that. Biden also bringing in another narrative of digital currency. And we've already seen digital currency happening around the world. There's a lot of changes happening right now. A lot of things are being talked about very fast. It reminds me a lot of Matthew 24. So why not inject another narrative? Just to confuse us all, just to bewilder us all, and to take our eyes off the prize, right? Listen, at the end of the day, you can't control what's happening around you in the rest of the world. You can only control your area of operations, which typically is as far as your gas tank will take you. Be prepared for anything. Stay prepared. Stay physically fit. Keep a little bit of cash on you, all right? Continue to live day in and day out. Enjoy your life. Don't live under a rock. But I'm telling you, it just seems like something is coming. It may take 3 or 4 years to finally unfold. But I'm telling you, I have a bad feeling about the next presidential election between now and then. I just feel like something's going to happen. And I think this whole UAP thing, the unidentified aerial phenomena, the alien question, I think it's going to have its own role to play in it. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for listening. My name is Doug Thornton. You have been listening to American Vindicta. I'm out of here. All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.